Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for joining me here on the Big 810 AM in the beautiful Orlando, Florida. As you know, if you listen to the show, I am a traditionally trained naturopath with a practice and ministry located in Orlando, Florida, and I approach natural medicine from a Christian or perspective. Many, many people are very interested in natural medicine, and in this show, one of the things that we try and do is to try and help educate you in that direction. As we like to say, the doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He would teach them the cause of all disease, as cited by Thomas Edison. Thank you for joining me again here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Not Sunday afternoon. You usually hear us on Sunday. But I see that myself and Dr. Morgan will be here today on the show. We have a very interesting show for you. I see Dr. Morgan. Are you there?
Yes, Dr. Henry, it's a pleasant good day to you and to your listeners.
And welcome, and thank you for joining us again. And we have a very interesting show for our listeners. I know you typically hear us on a Sunday, but this week we have, you'll be hearing us on, if you listen yesterday, which was Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And for the local show here in Orlando on the Big 810 AM, it will be the last time that you hear us on Thursday. Which would be tomorrow, but we will not be going away. You can still listen. You just go to bluezonewellness.org to find out how you can continue to listen. Now, our show is very interesting, as I just said. Yes, sir.
Will there be a show next Sunday also? Next week, Sunday?
Next week? No, this Thursday.
Thursday is the last one.
Yes, Thursday, July 26th is the final show on the Big 810 AM.
Okay.
Our listeners can continue to listen. If they just go to bluezonewellness.org, you can find out the details. You can continue to listen to us. We'll still be following the same format. We'll still be bringing the same topics. And as I said earlier, we have a very interesting show for you today. And this show we will be looking at in our Week in Natural News segment. We have a couple of articles. One, we're going to talk about how exercise can actually shield your brain as you age. Very, very important. We've talked about exercise, the importance of exercise on this show before. We also have another article that we're going to discuss and analyze in this first segment in what we call our Week in Natural News segment. An article that came out on the 16th. GlaxoSmithKline bribery admission ensnares celebrity Dr. Drew as well as other physicians. Very interesting article. In our healing food segment today, we will be talking about eggplant, which is a very interesting topic as well. You may be surprised to see just how effective eggplant is and some of the healing properties that the Creator has put in eggplant. And we'll continue in our supplement. We call our supplement our favorite supplements and herbal supplements and regular supplements. We'll continue with our discussion on the benefits of certain minerals in the body. We've been talking about calcium and what it does in the body and some of the things that can happen if you're deficient in calcium. Today we'll talk a little bit about chromium, which is very important for those who may be diabetic. And if we have time, we'll go over into a little bit into copper. That's where we'll start today. Again, you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM. And Dr. Morgan, this first article and listener was taken from Health Day News. And it's our article, an article that is titled July the 15th. And the article starts off by saying that evidence is mounting that exercise provides some protection from memory loss and Alzheimer's disease, with three new studies showing that a variety of physical activities are associated with healthier brains in older adults. And they goes out and they give a big, first they give a summary and they talk about how one of these studies found that normally sedentary older adults who walked at a moderate pace 3 times a week for a year actually boosted the size of the brain region of the region of their brain, which is the hippocampus, that's involved with memory. Then they cite a second study that which found that twice weekly resistance or weight training help women with mild signs of mental decline improve their scores on thinking and memory tests. And the third showed that exercise done for strength and balance also improved memory. And so it's interesting that Dr. Morgan, as we've talked about on the show, as one of those laws of health that we talked about, and we mentioned how we always, and any time we're dealing with a sickness or a disease or illness or abnormality, part of that person's program is going to include some type of exercise, even if they're almost invalid. If they can start off by even if it's massage is a latent form of exercise, but we have to get exercise gets that blood flowing. And as you mentioned before, the last show I think it was, you mentioned the importance of that blood circulating throughout the body and carrying those nutrients and also picking up toxic matter and getting it out of their body. And so here again, as we've talked about it, this article goes in, it kind of zeroes in on why, as naturopaths, we put emphasis from a scientific perspective even on the importance of exercise as being a healing element in any type of disease or abnormality.
You're so right, Dr. Henry, because many a times exercise is associated with weight loss, whether for overweight or obesity. And, you know, it is sad that we as a nation, as a society, and more so worldwide, come to see exercise as necessary only when you are overweight. Now, I weigh roughly about 150 pounds, and many a times people see me exercise, and the first thing they said to me, why are you exercising? You don't need to lose weight.
Right. So,
and it bothers me. No, I don't get angry, but I pity their ignorance. And why I do, because all of us need to exercise once we can move around. Because exercise, we shouldn't exercise because we're overweight so much. Because in the first place, we shouldn't get overweight. Right.
Right.
And in many
right.
cases, not all. If most of us, if we were exercising, we would not have been overweight in the first place. Yes, there are times when we're overweight because of thyroid problem, you know, other issues. But most overweight is as a result of being inactive, right? And so I do believe, as reports are showing more and more, that lack of cognitive ability, in other words, from disease like Alzheimer's and dementia and whatever and so on, that they are primarily caused from poor circulation to the brain. And one of
right.
the major causes of poor circulation to the brain is lack of exercise. I remember growing up in society where people walked a lot. And there were times when I was, now Dr. Henry, I'm 54, so I know some of the older people when I was a child. And you would be afraid to pass by them sometimes, not that they were going to spank you, but they would ask you for so many, the names and how, of so many of your relatives, how this person is doing, how that person is doing. And you have to ask yourself, these people are in their upper 80s, 90s. They had no Alzheimer's. How could they have such clarity of mind? How could they have such good memory? Because their lifestyle, including walking a lot.
You're right. Out there, and especially out that outdoor exercise and the fresh air and the sunshine, though it's healing. And I don't think science, even though science is on the right path in many respects, I still don't believe science fully understands, and I don't claim to fully understand all of the intricacies and the benefits of good, consistent exercise, and not only exercise, but as well as those other laws of health that we so consistently drum here on Blue Zone Wellness. And this article was taken from Health Day News. It went on to point out that the studies were were to be presented at the Alzheimer's Association annual meeting in Vancouver. And this is that one of the authors or participants in the study said, these studies that I'm quoting really start to strengthen the literature about the impact that physical exercise may have to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Now, the thing about it, even though the article places the context and places the healing in the context of Alzheimer's disease, the fact of the matter is that you don't get Alzheimer's disease overnight. And so what happens is that if you begin to exercise now before you get to the age which is typically affiliated with Alzheimer's disease, you can prevent that from ever occurring, because if you're exercising from young men and young women, teenagers, adolescents, if you get a consistent plan of exercise straight from adolescence up through young adulthood, through middle age and old age, and in most cases, I believe that, as you noted earlier, when you have the circulation going on, you typically are not going to have to deal with issues such as Alzheimer's. And they went on to say in this article that it says that in one study, U.S. researchers at three universities divided 120 older sedentary adults without dementia into two groups. And one group did aerobic exercise by walking on a track at a moderate pace for about 30 to 45 minutes just three times a week. The other group just did stretching and toning exercises. After a year, they did an MRI, brain scan, and showing the size of the hippocampus, or the region of the brain which involves the memory. And it showed that the group that was participating in the walking, their hippocampus, or the area of their brain involved in memory, actually increased by 2%. And the group that was simply stretching and toning, the hippocampal brain volume declined by 1.5%. So here you have those who were walking and moving about, as opposed to just stretching and doing toning exercises. They had an increase of their brain volume that deals with memory by 2%, and the other group not only did they not have an increase, but they had a decline for a net loss, really, or net difference of 3.5%. So that is very, very significant. Also, Dr. Morgan, in this article, they pointed out that after age 50 or 55, adults lose about 1% of their brain volume per year. And this was marked out by the lead author of the study, Kirk Erickson, who is an assistant professor of psychology at the University of Pittsburgh. And he pointed out that marked shrinkage of the hippocampus can be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. So think about it. If you're around about the age of 50 or 55, typically speaking, you will lose 1% of your brain volume per year. And so this is why it's even more important to be up on exercising, as we said before, eating right, having trust in the Creator, drinking plenty of water, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When you say so, Dr. Morgan, with regard to especially those who are getting up, not only those who are getting up in the older age, but if we take that into account, that between 50 and 55, you're going to be losing about 1% of brain volume per year, it becomes very, very important to be up on your exercise, et cetera.
What you're saying is so true, Dr. Andrew, because if we talk to most people, we don't have to try and convince them that as a person gets older, especially in their 50s, going up into their 60s, that their bodies are really aging.
Yeah.
And therefore, what they could get away with by not exercising in earlier years, they won't be able to get away with it, right? Things that we used to eat in earlier years, and it seemed like it didn't really have any much of an effect on us. As we pass our 50s, you know, we can definitely see the results of these things. So you're perfectly right. As we age, sure enough, lack of exercise, poor diet, not getting enough rest, not drinking enough water, is more detrimental to our health than in earlier years, because we are dealing with less vital force in our bodies. You know, and yes, it's interesting, as you mentioned these studies, I sat here listening to you and I'm saying how sad it is that, because 50, 60 years ago, we didn't have to do these studies, right? 70, 80 years ago. This was the norm how people live, in the sense of getting a lot of exercise, because we couldn't buy these cars we're buying today, right? So we had to walk. right? We didn't we to cut our lawn, we had to push a lawnmower. We didn't have a riding one, right?
Right.
And we had to do so many things manually that it caused us to move. We didn't even have a television, or even the first one. We had to move from the couch and go over to turn the television on or to switch the channel. Today, we just sit in the couch and just press a button for everything, right? So is this button-pressing lifestyle, that as really, which you know, is a comfort zone, and that's where danger lies. Because as you and I know, you can cook a frog to death by placing him in the comfort zone, and he never knows what happened. Right?
You're right.
So
you're right.
I think it's sad to know we are spending tens of thousands, millions of dollars, right, to study now, 80 years later, what people used to do 80 years earlier.
Right.
You know, and it shows that we are void of common sense. And then we have people out there like the drug companies, the so-called educated community, many in the so-called educated community, who will dispute these findings and who will accept it as if, well, boy, isn't this such a revelation? It's not such a revelation. Many people who couldn't read and write knew these facts 80, 90 years ago. And
you're
now
right.
We are educated, and this is like brand new news to us. You know, I feel frustrated sometimes.
You're right. And you know, Dr. Morgan, as you pointed out, we're having to spend, or we've put ourselves in a situation where we're spending thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe even millions of dollars doing numerous studies on things that many of the older people have known and will tell you all along. And just by simply practice, by doing it and looking and being able to determine on a day-to-day basis, this is what we do to stay healthy. This is what we do to stay on the cutting edge of not being sick. And it's amazing at the ancient wisdom that those who many of us say were not educated, and maybe they were not educated in the sense of what we've come to know as education in the schools, but much of what they had to say and much of what they had to do and much of what they've learned over the years is lifestyle, real world education. And it's amazing that even when we talk about natural medicine, much of natural medicine gets much of what it has done over the centuries from those who had actually had a practical knowledge of it and passed it down. And so now I think that as you pointed out, it's unfortunate that we have to, it's almost like going back to the beginning and having to convince people. And it's interesting, though, that as you know, that most people, though, now will acknowledge that, yes, I need to exercise or I need to drink plenty of water. And yet one of the problems is that as a whole, many times we still don't do those things as we should. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back to continue the show. Hang in there with us, and we'll be back in just a moment.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. 543-3243 and experience Tropical Refresh Restaurant, where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. Here we thank you for listening. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Joining me as usual is Dr. Orette Morgan. When we left, we were discussing an article entitled "How Exercise Can Actually Shield the Aging Brain." And we were talking about the benefits of exercise in reducing Alzheimer's, dementia, and some of the other diseases that affect our brains. And Dr. Morgan, you have any other comments you would like to make with regard to exercise in the brain before we move on to our next health article or in this section dealing with the Week in Natural News segment?
Yes, Dr. Henry. You know, if there are two things that most of us human beings love to know is that, one, our brain is functioning, at optimum level. And we love to know that our memory is sharp. You know, and all the good things about our brain. However, it seems like that is number two to most of us, that most of us, especially women, love to know that when people look at us, they we look younger than our age.
Right.
We don't look like we're really aging. And so before we move from exercise, if there's exercise, not only exercise has millions of benefits. May I say that if I could exaggerate that much, and it's true, it has millions of benefits. Right? However, it's not only in helping our brain to build our memory and warding off Alzheimer's and so on, but even to make us look younger. Right? Exercise help lessen the aging process, so that a person who is in their 50s might look like they're in their 40s or 30s.
You're right.
So it is so important for us to exercise, right, to help us have that memory, that cognitive ability. And even those who are not that much interested in it, and most people are, almost everybody, I know almost everybody is interested in looking younger.
Right, that's true. And so again, as Dr. Morgan has pointed out, as well as we've been talking about here, it's very important that you exercise no matter what age, but it becomes increasingly important as we age to make sure that we do exercise and that we do exercise consistently. And as I said earlier, myself and Dr. Morgan in our practices, we will always impress or encourage an individual who comes to follow those laws of health. One of the prominent ones, again, is consistent exercise, and preferably out in the fresh air and the sunshine. Now, as we move on to our second article, this is an article that was found at naturalnews.com, and is entitled "GlaxoSmithKline Bribery Admission Ensnares Celebrity Dr. Drew and Other Physicians." And the article pointed out how radio personality Dr. Drew Pinsky once touted GlaxoSmithKline's PLC's antidepressant Wellbutrin as one of a few such medications he prescribed to his patients suffering from depression, because he says it may enhance or at least not suppress sexual arousal as much as other antidepressants. But the article also went on to point out that what he did, and I'm quoting, what he didn't tell listeners during that 1999 endorsement was that 2 months earlier, Dr. Pinsky, who rose to fame as Dr. Drew, co-hosting a popular radio sex advice show, Loveline, what he didn't tell his people, and this was reported in the Wall Street Journal, that he received the second of two payments from GlaxoSmithKline for a total of $275,000 for, quote, services for Wellbutrin, according to the Wall Street Journal. The article was quoting the Wall Street Journal. So basically, the paper said that the payments were made to Dr. Drew via a communication firm that worked for the drug company, according to revelations in an attachment to a complaint filed by the U.S. government in October of last year in a Massachusetts federal court. The documents were disclosed in early July after the Justice Department announced a $3 billion criminal and civil settlement with the drug company over illegal medication marketing, amongst other things. So basically, we have a particular issue here. A popular Dr. Drew, he was a celebrity doctor. He had, at one point, I think he had his own television show as well. He may still have it. And the issue here, it wouldn't have come out, but for the government actually brought suit, the Justice Department actually brought suit against Glasgow SmithKline for basically illegal medication marketing and some other things that they were doing. And he, amongst other doctors, were mentioned as basically receiving money. And here he received two checks totaling $275,000. Now, if that's going to happen, and I think we've mentioned this before, you want your doctor, you don't want your doctor, whether he's a natural doctor or an allopathic doctor, you don't want him to be influenced by taking payments from anybody. Because if he's being unduly influenced by taking payments, as we have in this case, Dr. Drew here taking $275,000 from a company that he's recommending their products, or recommending their drugs, I don't see how he can be unbiased. Do you, Dr. Morgan?
No, I don't see how he can be unbiased. And, you know, this might be one of the few cases that come to light, but Dr. Henry, this is something you and I have discussed over the years, that one of the major donors to medical schools or financiers to medical schools are drug companies.
You're
so
right.
Medical schools, to a very great extent, have become over the years beholden to drug companies. But not only the medical schools, many are doctors. Like the case you're discussing with Dr. Drew, prescribe medication based upon the fact that they are either reward at the end or from the drug company themselves, or to a certain extent that by these patients taking the drug, there'll be the side effects will cause other ailment down the road.
Right? You're right.
And so it is sad that this is happening, and this will continue to happen, because while we have good doctors out there who are out there looking out for the best interest of their patient and the public at large, we have some doctors that need to be flushed out of the system because they are there just for themselves and the drug company. And therefore, it behoves any one of us, when we are choosing to go to a doctor, we not only just look at these credentials, you know, or look at other things, but make sure that the doctor, while he is there to make money, because if he's not making a living, he can't stay in business, and he won't be around to be our doctor for long. But it should not be primarily money while he's in medicine, because then we are going to become his victim.
That's true. He said in response to the Wall Street Journal, he said, quote, "In the late 90s, I was hired to participate in a two-year initiative discussing intimacy and depression, which was funded by an educational grant by Glaxo Wellcome, one of the pharmaceutical firms that eventually merged into GlaxoSmithKline." He added, according to the article, that, quote, that his involvement included town hall meetings, writings, and multimedia activities in conjunction with a patient advocacy group. And then he says, "My comments were consistent with my clinical experience. And this all came out. The reason it came out, again, was because, according to the published reports, GSK, or GlaxoSmithKline, had pleaded guilty to promoting the popular antidepressants Paxil and Welbutrin for uses that had not been approved by the U.S. drug, by the FDA, basically. And in its original complaint, the federal government said that the drug company improperly promoted Paxil as safe for children and adolescents. Though the FDA had never given them the okay to do so. And also, the federal prosecutors also alleged that GSK, or the drug company, promoted Welbutrin for improper uses as well, which included treatment for attention deficit disorder, bipolar disorder, obesity, sexual dysfunction, as well as anxiety, though it was never had never been shown to be safe or effective for any of these uses. So they basically did not have the approval by the FDA to do these things. And basically, according to this article, when the drug company was asked to respond, they basically, according to this article, it says in an email to the paper earlier this month, GSK, and I'm quoting, this article is actually quoting from the Wall Street Journal, GSK or the drug company refused to answer questions about the company's financial ties to Penske or any other physicians. And then they quote a spokesman from the drug company, and he says, quote, the complaint to which you refer concerns events in 1999, which were 13 years ago. It does not reflect what would be allowed in GSK today. And he goes on to say that the government has made many allegations and legal conclusions concerning Willibutin that GSK disputes. The spokesman also went on to say that the drug company admits, however, that during the period from 1999 or January to December 2003, there were some occasions in which their sales representatives, speakers, and consultants actually promoted its antidepressant Wellbutrin to physicians for uses which were not FDA approved in violation of federal law. So they do admit that, but they also mention that, interestingly enough, the article mentioned that Dr. Drew was only one doctor that received payments amongst other ones. That in fact, one of the doctors, according to the article, actually received $2 million from the drug company between 2001 and 2003. So that was basically, they were paying him essentially $1 million a year almost. And so, you know, you can't tell me that a drug company, it's almost bribery, really.
It's not almost bribery, Dr. Henry. That's what they were doing.
So I was trying to be kind.
And I appreciate you trying to be kind. I guess I'm more blunt, but that's outright bribery.
Right. Can you imagine in the space of 2 years, a drug company from 2001 to 2003, that's 2 years, paying one of the doctors, this wasn't Dr. Drew, they paid him over a span of time over $275,000. But they admitted that another doctor was paid $2 million in a two-year, that's essentially $1 million a year. And so can you really believe that a person who's being paid $1 million a year by a drug company, or by anybody for that matter, especially a drug company who has a financial interest in you recommending and prescribing their drugs, can you imagine that there could be that doctor could be, or could you believe that doctor could actually be that he could actually be unbiased? Is that even you have to wonder if he could be unbiased?
No, you know, and you ask yourself if they're able to reach some of these doctors out here in the public. What have they been doing maybe over the years in reaching many of these doctors and pharmacists that sit on the FDA?
You're right. And in fact, we could spend an entire show on that. And you know, as we've talked about here before, and next year we'll go over a little bit where you have an issue where they were writing ghost-written articles. You had firms being hired by the pharmaceutical companies to write articles with respect to drugs, and then these doctors being allowing their names to be placed on these articles as if they their credentials rather being placed on articles that they didn't even write. And so that is essentially fraud in my opinion. It's one thing to ghostwrite an article under a pen name rather for a story like Mark Twain or these guys. It's another thing altogether to write a medical article that will appear potentially in a medical journal where people will read, and this thing will be published all across the U.S. and the world, and doctors will rely on this research or these articles, and when in fact, and they will give credibility to it because some popular doctor or some well-known scientist has had his name attached to it when in reality he didn't write it. That's criminal.
Dr. Henry, it is, because you know something? While I would never for one moment, let me restate that, as much as some drugs like thalidomide or Celebrex are so dangerous that I wouldn't even recommend anyone take drugs like that, yet I would not put drugs and tobacco in the same category. Because there are times when it's necessary to take drugs. There's never a time when it's necessary to smoke. However, there are many leaders, not all, many leaders in these two industries that they behave the same. They use from Gestapo tactics to using the federal government to so many entities in suppressing those who are against their criminal acts.
Right.
And you have to wonder sometimes, do some members of the drug companies and the tobacco industry meet as to say how we can destroy the citizens of the United States?
So it makes you wonder. It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does. It does make me wonder at times.
I think articles like these are very important so that consumers, as well as practitioners and society as a whole, can understand and have enough information to make informed decisions when you're making decisions about your own health and wellness, or the health and wellness of your family, your children, et cetera. When you have knowledge like this, you can say, okay, I know this happens, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can help me ask certain questions to my doctor or whatever, and at least you're not going forward in ignorance or blindness. At least you say, okay, I have a better understanding of what's going on. I can kind of help navigate through the system. But it's very important not to remain ignorant in darkness with regard to these things. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023, or toll free, 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023, or toll free, 855-543-3243. And experience Tropical Refresh Restaurant, where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work, or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. Thank you for listening this afternoon to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Joining you is Dr. Orette Morgan. When we left, we were wrapping up our discussion of Dr. Drew, a celebrity doctor that it was revealed that he'd actually received some money in connection from a drug company that he'd actually been recommending one of the drugs to his patients. As Dr. Morgan, we move into our healing food segment. We move into talking about eggplant, which is our healing food for this episode. And eggplant is a very, very interesting food, and it's also a very healthful food. One of those foods from the plant-based diet that we often recommend and suggest. And just to get started here with eggplant. Number one, the best things about eggplant is that it's high in fiber content, which, number one, it helps our digestive process. It helps us get moving. It helps us get all of the trash moving out of our colon. Also, it also has nutritional benefits in terms of having vitamin C and vitamin B1. It has proteins, minerals, and other phytonutrients. It's been known to also help regulate blood pressure. Eggplants also contain folate, magnesium, and niacin. They also contain copper, manganese, as well as thiamine or B1. So, Dr. Morgan, here we have again, over and over and over, as we look at these different foods, we see and we notice how the Creator has packed a full spectrum of nutrients in these foods. And if we follow what we call eating in line with the rainbow, we find that we can gain great benefits. And this is one of the reasons that we, over and over and over, also, if you want to stay healthy or if you want to be healed after getting sick, we advocate a plant-based diet. And here, one of the reasons that we do so is because these plant-based foods are full of phytonutrients, phytochemicals, and these nutrients and chemicals are healing. They're medicines in and of themselves. Dr. Morgan.
Dr. Henry, I appreciate what you say so much. As we reflect on what we've said on this program, you and I, over and over, that good health is not solely based upon the genes we were born with. And the future of our health is not whether or not we get a stomach full every day. That food was not meant primarily to give us a stomach full and then we rely on medication to keep us alive and to keep us healthy or something of that nature. But good health comes from healthy lifestyle. And one of the major principles of healthy lifestyle is good nutrition. And good nutrition comes from good food. And just, you know, as I'm listening to you, what was going through my mind is, when we look at the various foods as how the Creator designed them and we grow them in accordance with how He designed them, we don't just get a stomach full from these foods. When you break them down, right, we find that good health is based upon how much protein we take in, how much vitamin C, how much vitamin A, how much B1, you know, how much calcium, magnesium, and all of these things. That's what good health is based upon. When last do we go to the doctors and the doctors point us to that direction? Hardly. Very few times. However, when we look at the food, as you said in your commercial, that the doctors of the future, right, will point people, and you're one of them, to the food they eat primarily. Right? And so when we break down the eggplant, here we find it has fiber, which is so much fiber, which is extremely good for keeping our colon clean so we get out the waste matter, you know, as quickly as they should. It has thiamine in there. It has calcium. It has so many things. And we look at other foods that we've been discussing, and that's what we find, that these foods were designed by our Creator, right, with nutrients, and the purpose for good, the purpose for nutrients is to give us good health.
That's right. That's right. And Dr. Morgan, also, one of the things that that eggplant is high in is a constituent called chlorogenic acid, and this chlorogenic acid is a plant compound that is known for its high antioxidant activity. In fact, researchers at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agriculture Research Service found chlorogenic acid to be the dominant antioxidant compound in eggplants, and they report that this is significant because chlorogenic acid has a great capacity to actually fight free radicals. It's also able to lower LDL or our bad cholesterol. Chlorogenic acid is also anti-mutagenic, which means that it can protect cells from mutating into cancer cells, and not only that, it's also antiviral. So here we have a food that's antiviral. It's anti-carcinogenic. It's full of fiber. It has phytonutrients, protein, vitamin C, vitamin B1. It can help regulate the blood pressure. It can help bring down the LDL. Again, as we said before, how much if we humans, how much do you think if we could take one capsule and have it do all of those things as effectively as eggplant can do it without having any harm on the body, how much do you think we would be being forced right now to pay for such a drug, if you will?
I tell you, we would be paying millions of dollars. You know this, how much we pay for these stuff that they bottle. You know, they take, you know, and I'm not putting these things out. They take the noni, they take the different things, and they commercial, they do whatever with them in the lab, and they bottle them, you know, and they sell them for $40, $60, $70, $80. Now, if we can do that, right, with fruits and vegetables that come with their healing power, just imagine if we could do exactly what you say there, put these things in a little capsule, we would charge an arm and a leg. And so that is why God created nature, where we don't have to go back to these capsulated stuff. Although, as we said yesterday, yes, in times, there are times when we need to take some extra vitamin C, calcium, or whatever. But on a whole, if we are healthy, right, we are not trying to recover from any ill health or any disease, we can find in nature, in the foods of nature, all the nutrients that the body needs to keep us healthy. And therefore, as you were talking about the antioxidants, the first thing that goes to my mind is that must be an anti-cancer food right there, the eggplant. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because once it's loaded with any kind of antioxidants, that means it is fighting cancer. Because antioxidants mean substances that are able to reduce oxidation in the body. Oxidation in the body is primarily what causes cancer.
That's right. That's right. And so here we have I've actually have a practitioner friend at the Morgan. He runs a lifestyle center. And one of the things that he uses eggplants for is he makes an eggplant and he mixes it with water. And I can't remember off the top of my head whether or not if he soaks it overnight or whatnot, but the best that I can recall, he doesn't. And he mixes it with water, and basically he makes an enema out of it. And he may add a little garlic, I don't remember, but he talks about being able to make that eggplant enema and being able to drop high blood pressure down in a matter of minutes by using an eggplant enema. And it's interesting to me that when we take something like that, when we have the knowledge that practitioners in the natural health have gained, as I've said many times before and as we've discussed many times before, if we would spend as much time and money investigating some of the knowledgeable ways that have been gained from natural practitioners over centuries, we would not be in the state we are in this country with regard to health overall. Neither would we be in the state in this country with regard to finances as it pertains to the healthcare system, which as we know in this country, the number one cause for bankruptcies or
yes,
high
all
healthcare.
Right, yes, all right, Dr. Andrew, because if a drug company were to spend 20 years studying a drug, and at the end of that 20 years, even say 40, I will even say 50, and at the end of that 50 years, they find out that, listen, this is a wonder-working drug against cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, it would be on the news every evening, without any side effects.
You're right.
No matter how they they use it or what, it has no side effects. Now, we have foods, vegetables, and these things that have been, fruits and vegetables and whatever, that have been studied for thousands of years. But not only studied, reports show that societies for thousands of years have been using these foods and have been gaining good health or maintaining good health. And yet, as soon as these studies come out, they are criticized, they are shoved aside as, oh, they did not go through any scientific testing. What more do you want that for thousands of years the Japanese, the Chinese have been using soy, and it has proven so well for their diet, when we look at reports like the China study, and yet the drug companies will come up with a few years study on something, and guess what? They get all the publicity. And why they get the publicity? Because they can make billions off those drugs. But you can't make billions off oranges and bananas and soy or whatever, right? You know,
right.
So therefore, people, we don't realize how we are being deceived.
You're right. And you know, Dr. Morgan, also when we talk about foods such as eggplant, and we've mentioned already that it's an excellent source of dietary fiber. It can also help because of the fiber content, it helps move things through our colon, and they don't sit there and basically rot and turn toxic into the body and cause all types of cell alterations. But it's interesting, when it has the vitamins like vitamin A in the form of beta carotene and the B vitamins and the folate and the vitamin C. And it's also rich in minerals like potassium and magnesium and calcium and phosphorus. And we were talking the other day, we were talking about the importance of calcium, for instance, how it's very important in the regulation of nerve currents through the body and the beating of the heart. Some of the other things that is very important for. And as we talk about these minerals and these buffering minerals, it's just amazing to me how the Creator has packed so many nutrients in such a way that is not there are no side effects or no negative side effects to these things, and how powerful these foods work in terms of the diseases that we have. And yet, as a nation, we are crippled, not only health wise but also financially, due to disease. And when the Creator has put all of these healing foods right here before us.
Yes, all right, because I am told that it takes how many feet of sugar cane, something like 30 feet of sugar cane, to make 1 tablespoon of sugar.
Wow.
And you and I know that there are people here in Florida who grew up eating sugar cane. We don't hear of that much anymore because, you have to go south to find sugarcane these days. But I'm making the point that 50 years, 100 years ago, there were people here in Florida who loved sugarcane and would eat sugarcane.
Right.
We have to go mainly to the islands or more to the tropics to find that now. Yet, no matter how much sugarcane you can eat or you desire to eat, it would be almost impossible for you to put a tablespoon of sugar in your body as a result of eating sugarcane. However, man makes extract that sugar out of the sugarcane, put it in a bag, and it's so easy for us to overdose ourselves on sugar that we have diabetes.
You're right.
And so that's the danger, right? The things in their natural state, like the eggplant, they don't pose any danger to us, right? Unless we definitely use them wrongly, but use them the right way the Creator meant. They are very valuable to us. They are life-saving. Yet when we tamper with them, when we create them in such a way, create things in such a way to make money, that's when it becomes dangerous to our health. And we are paying a heavy price for it.
Yes, we are, definitely. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 8, 10 a.m. What we're going to do, because of time, we're going to move right into our supplement herb section. And as we've been doing, we've been looking at some of the minerals and how important they are to our body. And we are, the next one, we talked about calcium the last time. We were talking about some of the benefits of it. I'm going to look at a little bit, move over into chromium, which is another mineral that's very important in our bodies. And I know we won't have time to finish chromium in this show, but we'll pick it up in the next show. But chromium is involved in the metabolism of glucose. Now, Dr. Morgan, a lot of studies have come out. A lot of practitioners, when they're working with people with diabetes, they will oftentimes put them on chromium. Chromium is a mineral that is actually involved in the metabolism of glucose, and it's sometimes also called glucose tolerance factor or GTF, and it's needed for energy. Chromium is also vital in the synthesis of cholesterol, fats, and protein. So chromium is needed to synthesize these cholesterol, fats, and protein. It is actually a very essential mineral. It to help maintain stable blood sugar levels through proper insulin utilization, and it can be helpful both for people with diabetes and those with hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. Actually, studies have actually shown that low plasma chromium levels can actually be an indication of coronary artery disease. So basically, here we go again when we find ourselves deficient in some of these minerals. And we're going to talk about some of the foods that you can get chromium from. We'll also talk about some of the herbs that you can get chromium, some of the sources that you can get chromium from. But interestingly enough, again, the studies show, again, that low plasma chromium levels can actually be an indication of coronary artery disease. So here you notice, Dr. Morgan, many people who, when they call it Syndrome X, and I'm sure you've seen this in your practice over the years, many people who have coronary artery disease or hypertension will simultaneously also have diabetes.
Yeah.
And so you have a lot of high blood pressure. People with high blood pressure, they will also typically, many times, they will also have diabetes. Now, also, the studies show as well that additional chromium is needed during pregnancy because developing fetus in a female increases the demand for chromium, which is typically the case with other minerals as well. The average American diet, as in other things, is actually deficient in chromium. Are you surprised to find that, Dr. Morgan, that the average American diet is deficient in chromium?
No, Dr. Henry, because knowing the high rate of diabetes, which is now pandemic in the United States, and that diabetes has more to do with deficiency of chromium in many cases rather than just the non-production of sufficient insulin, I'm not really amazed. And then when you look at, so as we see diabetes rising, and as we see how the foods are processed, which I hope we'll be able to address in our next program, that it shouldn't be surprising to you and I, and I'm sure it's not, that we Americans are suffering from deficiency in chromium at such a high rate.
You're right. In fact, the studies show that the average American diet in chromium, again, is deficient in chromium. In fact, only 1 in 10 Americans, according to the research, has an adequate amount of chromium in his or her diet. Not only that, there are 5 main reasons for this. Number one, the form of chromium in many foods is not easily absorbed. Not enough foods containing chromium are consumed by many people. Much of the chromium content is lost, as you just indicated, during processing. Many people do not like the food that are the best sources of chromium, and high quantities of sugar in the diet cause a loss of chromium from the body. So those are some of the top 5 reasons that have been pointed out by some researchers as why so many people are actually deficient in chromium. Researchers also estimate that 2 out of every 3 Americans are hypoglycemic, pre-hypoglycemic, or diabetic. So, and we know there are millions and millions and millions of people who are just they're diabetics waiting to happen. Now, and what we're going to do, we are down to about out of time here, but we'll continue the chromium discussion in our next show, which will actually be our final show here on the Big 810 AM. But again, even though it'll be our final show on the Big 810 AM, it will not be our final show. So we thank you for listening to us. Dr. Morgan, you got anything to say in this last 30 seconds that you might want to share?
Just want to thank our listeners for being out there and for taking an interest in this program, and that they encouraging them to apply these practical measures that we are sharing with them. One thing about this program, one of the many good things, it's not just intellectual knowledge that our listeners are getting, but practical knowledge that they can go home and apply. And, you know, I'm really excited about the program that you put together from time to time, Dr. Henry. May God bless you.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you the next time. Have a good afternoon. Take care.